I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fierce protests have broken out in at least 8 Chinese cities. It comes after years of harsh zero-COVID policies, many of which kept people locked in their homes for months at a time. The protests began after an apartment fire killed 10 people under strict lockdown. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says,
it has potential to be very valuable for the people of China. But as Tiananmen showed us, there's also the opportunity for a response that is swift and harsh. And so we'll just have to kind of wait and see. But, you know, the exciting thing for me as an observer of things going on in China is the opportunity for the church to be a voice in all of this.
These protests are the largest in China since the Tiananmen Square massacre. Pray Chinese believers would speak into the lives of those who are looking for significant change. And as Lebanon's economy falls apart, the education sector continues to suffer. And that makes the work of the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development even more important. Beirut Baptist School and the Skilled Special Education Program offer an inclusive environment for kids with learning differences. Wissam Nasrallah says,
providing education, which is the best investment we can do in the future, are crucial and necessary. And so the role of schools like Beirut Baptist School is absolutely essential, but not only from a educational perspective, but also from a spiritual one. As our country is falling deeper into the abyss, more and more people are asking questions.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and shares the stories of believers who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.